All right, thank you for listening. This is Dr. TJ Varey here with the Schoolhouse 302 with our One Thing series, which is just a quick podcast in less than 10 minutes, something that you can listen to in your car on the way to work. And all of our posts are about leadership, school leadership, organizational leadership, and such. And we hope you read at www.theschoolhouse302.com. where we've recently posted this month's Matters, which is one simple strategy for taking your leadership to the next level. Our podcast is intended to interview an expert in the field about one thing that can get you to simple. Getting to simple is something that we believe wholeheartedly in. That doesn't mean that things aren't complex. It just means that things don't need to be complicated. I want to welcome Dr. Sharon Pebekai. Sharon is the Assistant Superintendent of Pre-K Programming and Elementary Schools in a large district here in Delaware. And she's read the post, and I'm just going to ask Sharon one question here. Sharon, what do you think is one thing that's really important to school leaders and organizational leaders when it comes to reflecting on practices, the power of reflection, as you read in our recent post on situational reflection and achievement reflection? What's the one thing that you would provide as some advice for leaders in our field?
Well, TJ, thanks for having me and to be able to talk about this. And after looking at your July issue of the Schoolhouse 302, I think you hit the nail on the head, you and Joe, with setting aside time for deep focused thinking. And the quote that you used, I think, was also perfect. We do not learn from experience, we learn from reflecting on our experience. And so I constantly use the word a reflective practitioner, because I think when you are in leadership, you constantly have to think about if you are being effective, if you are showing or having some kind of influence on the people that you are leading and serving. And so self-reflection is mediation or serious thought about one's character, action, and motives. And I think there has to be time spent. And I didn't get to this place in my 20-plus years in education, but just in the last maybe 5 years in leadership, of understanding that I wasn't effective unless I knew and thought about what I was doing and getting feedback from the people I was leading and serving to see if I was making a difference. And that only took time with me thinking about what I was doing and having that self-awareness, which is part of our emotional intelligence. When we're thinking about what we're doing and thinking, taking time to think about the actions we're doing, what we did, so that we can do things differently to make a difference.
That's great, Sharon. So self-reflection, I mean, what comes to mind when you talk about that is the fact that we're asking our teachers and we're asking our principals to build lessons that teach students to be metacognitive, to think about their thinking and to have self-actualization, to think about themselves and take into account the perceptions of others. So I do think that that's really important, self-reflection. Do you have a model for that, or is there something that you do on a daily basis? I mean, we're talking one thing here. Is there a place you do? I know for me, I follow the work of John Maxwell. For me, my 30-minute car ride on the way to work, on the way home from work. I mean, I think self-reflection has to be built into your schedule. It can't just be something that you count on yourself to do. It needs to be part of your routine.
Well, one thing that I just started doing was journaling, and that's just basically keeping a journal, and at the end of the day, writing down things that you did in the area of leadership, whether you talked to someone about getting through an issue or just listened to someone who was struggling, or thinking about a situation you've been dealing with and how it has been resolved. And just jotting those things in the journal. I think in one of your issues, it talked about rereading emails and correspondence that you've sent and looking at some of the things you've talked about, I think. But just something as small as writing notes in a journal. And so after a month, stopping and looking back through the things that I've dealt with in leadership to see, am I moving, am I progressing, and the feedback that I'm getting in return, is it making a difference?
That's awesome. That's great advice, Sharon. I really appreciate you being here with us today with the Schoolhouse 302. Joe and I are very appreciative of the school leaders who we interview, the experts in the field who are out there every day doing the great work. for our organizations. And so you heard it, and when it comes to reflection, the one thing that matters to Sharon is self-reflection, and one strategy for that is journaling. And I think that's great for any school leader to get that type of advice on a podcast in less than 6 minutes. Thank you for listening, and we hope you're reading at theschoolhouse302.com.
Thank you.